Hard to follow that. Thank you, Jordan. That's our prayer, right? That we will do all that He has called us to do. You know, when our hands are lifted, it means we surrender. We surrender to God's will for our life, no matter what. I want to take a moment just to say thank you, church. Thank you so much for your outpouring of love last Sunday, for your cards and for your gifts and your generosity. And I mean, this is the only church family I've ever known. And this is tough. But we've got to do what God has called us to do. I want to thank you for your prayers as we went to children's camp this week. Let me tell you something. We had some obstacles this week. Anytime God wants to work, Satan's going to work as hard as he can to keep that from happening. And we saw that at camp this week. But let me tell you, our God is greater. Just like Brother Jerry said, we had 5 salvations from our church alone. And it was only by the hand of God that that happened. And we give Him the praise for that. You have your Bibles this morning, if you'll turn to Philippians chapter 1. As you're turning there, I'm going to give you a little background. So, Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. And, of course, we know that this is a joy epistle. But the problem with the church in Philippi was not external problems, it was internal problems. There was strife from within. And so he was writing to encourage them in unity. The title of my sermon this morning is Continuing On for a Greater Calling. I was praying about this week at children's camp and trying to figure out what it is that God would want me to preach this morning. My grandma said, don't make it too sad up there. I said, don't worry, it's not one of those sermons. But God laid this word on my heart Tuesday morning as we were at camp. And you know what? I don't doubt what God puts in your heart to preach. And there's a reason that He had this message. We're going to read verse 27 of chapter 1. It says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. So the question is, how is it that we continue on for a greater calling? The first thing we must see here is we must have a conduct worthy of the gospel of Christ. Paul wants the believers at Philippi to shift their focus from earthly things to heavenly things. He tells them their conduct should reveal their heavenly citizenship. And that's a good question for us today. What does our conduct reveal about us? Do people see that we are striving towards something greater than ourselves? Or do people only see that all we care about is ourselves? You know, sometimes we can get wrapped up in that. And when we get wrapped up in that, it takes away from the glory of God. James tells us in James 3:13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. You know, we know our works have nothing to do with our salvation. Salvation is in Christ alone, by Christ alone. But when you become saved, you have works that show people Christ in you. Right? We don't do things for ourselves. We do things to reveal to others who Christ is in us. And that's the works that we do. James is saying here that so often we get into trouble when we speak and act before we seek and worship. Listen to that. when we speak and act before we seek and worship. You want to know if it's of God? Go to Him first. Listen, don't go to somebody else. Right? Hey, we have this problem we have that's called itching ears. How many of you have dogs? What do the dogs love for you to do? Yeah, scratch their ears, right? You know what? We kind of have that same problem sometimes. We want to hear what we want to hear. So we know if we go to others, we'll hear what we want to hear. And that's not what we're supposed to do. Our flesh wells up within us and we act out of our own interest rather than seeking what God would want for us and for the church. Number two, if we want to continue on for a greater calling, we must stand fast in one spirit. We were given the Holy Spirit upon salvation, and not only does the Spirit surround us, but it also fills us. Steadfast here means unity with others. I couldn't help but, as I was studying this, to think about the game Red Rover. Y'all remember how to play Red Rover? What do? You lock hands with the person next to you, right? And you stand steadfast so that when you call somebody over from the other team, they can't break through. And I couldn't help but picture the church, right? Standing steadfast. And who's trying to continually break through is Satan, right? And you realize it takes unity because you cannot stand fast by yourself. The problem that happens in the church if we are not careful is that Satan can break through when we have division in the body. When we are not standing steadfast in the Spirit, in slips Satan. When we are walking with the Lord, then we will have a common goal that is bigger and better than ourselves. When we get out of the way and allow God to work, there is nothing He cannot accomplish. So we had camp this week, and we changed camp 2 years ago because the worship service just was not, it wasn't a worship service. It was funny songs, and I mean, it wasn't preparing these kids for worship and meeting with God. And so we started going to Latham Springs, and they have a great worship. I mean, it's just praise and worship songs. And it was a challenge this week because the kids were never given the plan of salvation this week from the speaker at all. And we prayed and we prayed. Our leaders were praying. And we said, you know what, God, if you're going to work, you're going to have to work in other areas of the camp. But we know that you can do that. And He did that. One day we had during our mission time, they have a prayer garden there. And they set up all these stations throughout that whole prayer garden where you pray for certain people or you pray about things. And there's just different stations you go to and it gives you instructions. And to see our children broken, broken for the Lord, broken for loved ones who are sick, broken for what God wants to do in their life. And it was a beautiful picture to see because they were one-on-one with God, and God was speaking to them. And to have kids come up to you, just tears flowing down their face, because they realized that there was something missing in their life, and that was Jesus. And they understood that's what they needed. I love the fact that we serve a God who can do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask or imagine. But that means we have to put our trust in Him and Him alone. Romans 8:4 tells us we are to walk according to the Spirit and not in the flesh. I mean, that's where we get in trouble, right? I mean, not just in our own lives, but we get in trouble. We can get in trouble in the church the same way. When it's what we want to see happen, instead of what is God going to do? This is His church, amen? And we are His people. Division comes when we think we know what's best instead of trusting God for what's best. Number three, if we want to continue on for a greater calling, we must be of one mind. We see the importance of one mind in the early church. Look with me back in Acts chapter 1. Verse 14. Says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and with Mary and the mother of Jesus and his brothers. They were together. Look over at Acts 2, 46. It says, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from the houses to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. I tell you what, it's been amazing to see how God has worked in Lane Prairie Baptist Church. How He is continually adding to the body. It is nothing that we do as a staff. It is the work of God and the Holy Spirit in the church and what He is doing here. I'm just thankful that we're able to be a small part of that. And then look at Acts 15, verse 25. It said, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. What was the common thing with all three of those verses? One accord. We're not talking about a Honda either. What are we talking about here? We're talking about unity of the Spirit in what God had called them to do. Right? They were unified for a greater purpose and a greater plan which the Holy Spirit and God had instilled in them. Philippians 2:25 tells us we should take on the mind of Christ, one of love and humility. All godly action begins with the renewing of the mind. We talked with the kids this week about this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And we told the kids, listen, Satan knows the best place to attack you, and that's your mind. Amen? Because he knows if he can get in your mind, he can thwart everything else that God's trying to do in your life. I mean, he's been doing this since the beginning of time. What happened in the Garden of Eden with Eve? He got in her mind, didn't he? Well, surely God didn't say that. Maybe he meant this, right? And we told the kids, what you take in is what you put out. Now listen, that's important for all of us, amen? What we take in, what we allow to come into our minds is what we produce out. And so we've got to be careful that we guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How do we do that? We have one mind which is in Christ. Right thinking produces right action. Thinking and being like Christ are just not requirements of the individual Christian, but of the body of believers as well. Think about that, right? And the last one, if we want to continue on to a greater calling, we must be striving together for the faith of the gospel. Striving together here means to engage together in an athletic contest. Just like sports require teammates working together, Christians are required to work together as a body of believers to accomplish His good and perfect will. Amen? And what I mean by that is not a group here, a group here, a group here, and a group here. That's not how it works. We are a collective body of believers unified together in Christ for one common goal, and that's His glory. Without the body working together, following after the will of God, we would not see Him do such amazing things in our church. We wouldn't have things like our food and clothing pantry, or coming up next weekend, Operation Backpack. We wouldn't have our Brownsville mission trip. We wouldn't have our Awana program. All of these require the body of believers working together for a common goal. And sure, in some of them, we are meeting a physical need with Operation Backpack and Thanksgiving baskets. But we meet that need in hopes of also meeting a spiritual need that these people have as well. If Christ is not the center of what we are doing, then those things don't need to take place. But I promise you that the ministries that take place here at Lane Prairie, they take place because Christ is center. You know, I'm encouraged about the Awana ministry. It's hard leaving a ministry that you've served in for 19 years. But it's not about me. Praise the Lord for that. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for those workers that are continuing on in that ministry. I'm thankful for Melinda. Melinda's going to take over as Awana commander, and she's had years of experience as Awana commander at Joshua Baptist. And I know she's going to do a phenomenal job. But you know what? It's going to require some other people stepping up and helping out. Why? Because we want to see the salvation of the Lord come to children. We want to see our children be discipled and growing in their walk with the Lord. And there's no greater ministry to see that happen than in the Awana ministry. How many of you say, I wish I started memorizing scripture at a younger age? Raise your hand. Right? We're doing that with our children. And that is so important because one day, when they're older, guess what? The Word of God will not depart from them. When we are unified as one body, striving towards the will of God for our own individual lives, and as a body of believers, then there is nothing God cannot do. The problem is when our wants and desires take precedence over the will and work of God. Even in a time of change like this, it's tough. You know, Lane Prairie is going to be looking for a new staff member. And I can promise you one thing, that the staff here at Lane Prairie Baptist Church is on their knees before the Lord, seeking His will for this church and what He wants to see happen. It has nothing to do with Brother Jerry, Brother Ricky, or Brother Jake. It has everything to do with what God has in store for Lane Prairie Baptist Church. And in the same way, it goes towards each and every one of you. It's not about you, it's about what God wants to do. So many times we get in the way of what God wants to do. Just like Brother Jerry said last week, we must be participators and not spectators. There is work still to be done. And guess what? It doesn't end until Jesus calls us home or He comes again. Because if all we're doing is sitting in these chairs, all we're doing is being spectators. There is more to be done than sitting in the chairs on Sunday morning listening to the sermon. There is work to be done. And there's nobody here who cannot work for the Lord. Amen? Ask God where He would have you to serve and be a part of what He is doing here. Paul really sums it up in chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Let's look at that. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Understand something before I read this. The ifs in here are conditional clauses which indicate certainties, okay? Therefore, if, it's a certainty, there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being, there it is again as we saw in Acts, of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. That pretty much sums it up, does it not? You think about Satan. What was Satan's job at first? He was the praise leader. He was the praise leader. And what happened? He got in his own way, right? He thought, I'm the man. There's nobody better than me. And he didn't mind expressing that, too. And what happened because of that? He fell. Listen to me. Satan wants to do the same thing in your life. He wants you to be thinking only about yourself. He wants you to think that you know what's best. And he wants you to think that he can do anything through you. But guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Let us look out for the interest of others. Let us look to the future to see what God has in store for Lane Prairie Baptist Church. Don't get in the way of what God is doing. And you know, the only way you get in the way of what God is doing is when you're going against Him. Understand that. Be in one accord, seeking after God's will for Lane Prairie Baptist Church and for your life, and what part you play in what He's doing here. And I know God is going to continue to do mighty things through Lane Prairie Baptist Church. And I look forward to hearing about the victories that will be won for the Lord in the days to come. I'm glad a couple of people are excited about this. And I look forward to sharing with you the victories that will be won at Buffalo Creek Baptist Church as well. Remember this. You have a purpose and you have a plan mandated from God alone. It's nobody else's job to do that purpose and plan. It is your job. It is your race to run. And it's time to quit sitting in the chairs and get in the race and run for His glory and His glory alone. Please don't get in the way of what God is doing here at Lane Prairie Baptist Church. Stand firm in His word and His will, and He will direct your path. Because when you're on God's team, there's nothing but victory. Maybe there's somebody here today that you don't know what it is to be unified in Christ, because maybe you have never given your life to Christ. Let me tell you something. The greatest decision you'll ever make is surrendering your life to Christ. He tells us, Jesus tells us in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is here today, and He is impressing on your heart the miracle that He did at camp with 5 lives saved, He wants to do here today. Don't deny God the opportunity to change your life for eternity. Maybe you're here today and maybe you haven't been a team player. Maybe you haven't been steadfast in unity with those around you. Maybe you just need to come to this altar and say, God, just forgive me. I want to see God do some amazing things, and I want to surrender my life to Him so I can see that happen. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something that is greater than me. Maybe you're here today and you're not a part of the body of believers here at Lane Prairie. Maybe you've been visiting for a while and God's impressing on your heart. This is the place where He wants you to get plugged in. not just to sit in a chair, but to serve him with gladness. It's a joy epistle in Philippians because they were doing the work of the Lord. They weren't just sitting there. If you want to be a part of a body of believers that's working for the Lord, who is doing a mighty work for his glory, this is the place God has called you to serve. Then you come forward when we have invitation and you become a part of this body of believers. And I'm convinced, no matter how far away we go, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are all unified for one purpose and one goal, and that is to do the will of the Lord and bring glory and honor and praise to his name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we just thank you that you are Almighty God. We thank you that you have called us to a greater calling, something greater than ourselves. Father, we are so thankful to be a part of a body of believers seeking you and your will. And as we do that, we see you do a mighty work. I pray even for next week when they have Operation Backpack, God, just like in years past, when we have people come for a physical need, but we have the opportunity to meet a spiritual need. God, I pray that we come with open hearts and lifted hands, that those who are here without Christ will see Christ in us and want that for themselves. God, I pray for those here today who may have never given their life to you, God, that they would understand that's the greatest thing they could ever do. That you love them so much. I pray for those who are looking for a church home. Father, I pray that if you're calling them here, that they would come forward and they'd become a part of this body of believers, unified in Christ for a greater purpose. And Father, I pray for those who said, you know what, I've been getting in the way of what God is doing, and I don't want to get in the way anymore. And they just need to come to this altar, and they just need to give it to you, so that you can use them mightily for your glory, Father. My prayer is in the days to come and weeks to come that this body will be a unified body seeking after your good and perfect will for their lives. We thank you for your word that does not return void. And we commit this time to you now. For it's in your name I pray. Amen.